Well, this is really great. We have lots of saints here today. So many. What are some of the saints we have here today? Does anyone want to share? Can you say it one more time? Saint Sinia, okay. Saint Gianna. Saint Scholastica. Saint Terry Tikawitha, yeah. John the Baptist. Saint George. Lidwina, yeah. Saint Gladys. Saint Ronald. Saint Elizabeth. Saint Gianna. Saint Jude. Saint Francis. Saint Rose. Saint Lucy. Saint Cecilia. Saint Elizabeth. Yeah, very good. Well, it's great to have so many saints with us, isn't it, today? We gather today to celebrate all saints. It's a wonderful feast day, a wonderful chance for us to really remember our call as followers of Christ. We're all called to this great vocation of sainthood, of holiness. And today it's a good thing for us to remember that. You know, tomorrow we celebrate All Souls, where we pray for all those who have gone before us. And we recognize that there's a connection between us here on earth, those who have died and are being prepared for heaven, and those who are already in heaven, the saints. We have this sort of three tiers of the church. The church triumphant, that's the saints, so we got those here today with us. We have the church suffering, those who are being purified and prepared for the heavenly banquet. And the church militant, that's us here on earth, who still are striving. We're in the midst of the struggle for sanctity in our lives. And so today is a great opportunity for us to remember that. We are part of the church. We're all part of the great call of this movement called Christianity, where we come to follow Christ. And there's a great tradition that we share this month, where we pray for those who are in need of our help, not only for each other, but for those souls who have gone before us. We have this tradition from the very beginning of the church. We honor the memory of those who have died, those who are in need of our prayers. We do that by our offering of our sufferings, the offering of our fasting. We do that, the offering of the Mass, most of all. So this should remind us that we have a role to play. All of us have a role to play. And the great diversity of the saints that we have today, you guys showing us the great diversity of lives that have become holy lives, reminds us that every one of us has our own path. Every one of us has a way that we are called to live, a way that we are called to enter into that journey of faith. What a beautiful thing that is. What a beautiful thing that is. Jesus reminds us that we are called to follow him. He says it's the narrow way. So we recognize that's a challenge for us at times. It's challenging. It's not the easy way to be a saint, but it's the best way. It's the best way to live. And it's reminded to follow Christ where he leads us. And sometimes we're asked to give up things, to sacrifice. You know, every saint that has lived has had to make a choice. Do I follow Jesus, what he's asking me to do? Or do I follow what I want to do, what I prefer? And sometimes those two are at odds with one another. We have to surrender things. Or we have to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to surrender this. I'm going to give up this thing that's a good thing, perhaps. But you're calling me to something else. You know, we see in the lives of the saints that example of those people who chose to follow God. That's a wonderful thing. They chose God first. What do all the saints have in common? That's a question we might ask. Can you help? All right. They all believe in Jesus and they follow him. All right, well, we got some more help. Good. They all pray. They all love. Yes, yes. Anything else? What else do the saints have in common? They love others. Yes. Take care of others. They're all holy. Yes. take care of God's creation. Yes, Pope Francis just reminded us of that. Yeah. To read God's word? Yes, yes, very good. Yes, but very good. You guys expanded my answer. My answer was they're all in heaven, right? They've all gone before us, and they're no longer here on earth in the same way. So that's a reminder to us that it's our turn. It's our turn to go out and become saints. We are the ones called. You know, every age is asked to follow this journey, follow this path that Jesus set up for us, and the saints have kind of worn that path, and now we are the ones who follow that path, and we're on our way. It's a reminder. It's a call. It's an invitation. Come and follow me. Come and be those who stand apart, who stand following Christ and stand up for what that means in our world. So today is a reminder to us that touch the story of the saints. Come to know their stories. Because they're going to help us. When we see the lives of the saints, it helps us remember that not everyone has the same story, and that's okay. That's the great joy. That's the great richness of our faith, is that there's so many different ways of coming to holiness. So today we remember that. We remember that. We ask for their prayers. And maybe just something to think about, or stop and ask ourselves, what's keeping us from following that path? Is there anything that stands between us and that path of holiness? Is there something that we've said, I'm not ready for that yet, or I don't want to do that yet, or whatever it is? Is there something that we have failed to enter into, or something that we want to, but we just haven't done it yet? That's the invitation of today, is remember that we're called to holiness. It's for all of us, not just certain people, not just certain ones. All of us are called to holiness. Rekindle that fire of the possibility of our becoming saints. So may I suggest today, come to know the saints. Maybe you have a patron saint, somebody who your confirmation saint, or somebody who's your namesake, or just somebody that you heard about and want to know their story. Read their lives. Read the story of their lives. Come to know who they are. Ask them to pray for you. That's a wonderful way for us have those companions on the journey as we move forward to know Christ and serve Him and to love Him. On this Feast of All Saints, may we be reminded of our call for holiness, that we too are being called to follow Christ, and may we have the courage to follow in His footsteps. Today we pray, asking all the saints to help us on our journey of faith.